Oh, hello, Hector. Say, why ain't you up to academy, eh?
Oh, shoot. I'm going to quit the old academy.
You're going to quit? Say, what are you talking about, Hector Q. Smith? You lost your mind or something? After paying your money to get an education, you're going to walk out without it?
Oh, shoot. What do I care if I don't get an education? What do I care? If you don't let me play football, I'm going to quit.
Well, it's your own fault you can't play football. If you'd have passed your examinations, why, they'd let you play.
I did pass them. I did pass them all but one. And that one wasn't very important. It was just art.
Art? Why, are you studying art?
Yeah, sure I'm studying art. I'm doggone good at it, too.
Yes, you must be if you didn't pass the examination.
Well, I am. I am just the same. I come from a very artistic family. Mm. All our family were either artists or musicians.
It was, you?
Yes, sir. For instance, my mother was a pianist, my brother was a violinist, and my sister was a vocalist.
Well, what was your father?
He was a pessimist.
Well, what's you doing funny about that? What kind of musician's a pessimist?
Why, Mr. Winterbottom, I'm shocked.
What?
I am really shocked.
What do you mean?
To think a man of your education would ask me a question like that. Why, you must know what that is.
Well, yes, of course I do. A pessimist is a fellow that plays a pest, ain't it?
Now, there you are, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes.
See, you know all the time.
Mm.
Shucks. But if the trouble was with you, you were just afraid to speak up.
Yes.
Well, what you lack, Mr. Winterbottom, what you lack is self-confidence. You're a very smart man, but you hide your light under a bushel.
Yes, well, I know a thing or two at that, even though I do say so myself. But it sort of escapes my mind right now just what a pest is.
Well, a pest is a very difficult instrument to play, Mr. Winterbottom.
It is, huh?
Yes, sir. Just about the most difficult instrument in the whole world.
Well.
Yes, sir. That's because it has 4,000 keys. Yes, sir, 4,000 keys. Well, my father...
4,000 keys? Shame. How do you play it? Like a piano?
No. You're blowing it.
Oh, you're blowing it.
Blowing it like a horn, yes. And it's so long, a pest is so long that when you blow in it on Sunday, the music don't come out until Wednesday. Well, my father...
It doesn't come out until Wednesday.
Oh, did I say Wednesday?
Well, you certainly did.
Well, then I was wrong. I was wrong, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yeah, I thought you was.
Yes, I was wrong. The music doesn't come out until Thursday. Well, my father...
Hold on there a second, Hector. Let's get down to cases here. Just how long is this here contraption?
What was that, Mr. Winterbottom?
I say, just how long is a pest?
Pest? Pest?
Yes, this here horn your father played.
Oh, pest?
Yes.
Pest? Oh, well. Oh, that is, pest. Yes. Well, my father...
Yes, but how long? How long?
How long was my father? Well, I guess he was about...
How long was the pest?
Oh, shucks. How long was the pest?
Yeah.
Oh, well, a full-grown pest is 12 miles long. Yeah, that's it. 12 miles long. And the one my father had...
Stay now just a second there, young feller. I tripped you up there all right. You say this here horn had 4,000 keys, huh?
Yeah, sure. 4,000 keys.
Well, then, if it was 12 miles long and your father was blowing on it, how could he get to the last key?
Oh, shoot. That was easy. He rode a bicycle.
What?
Well, my father decided to enter the championship contest and become the champion pest player of the world.
Yes.
So he went out to get the finest pest that money could buy.
Yes.
And he found one for $10,000. $10,000 cold cash.
$10,000? That's a lot of money, Hector, to pay for a horn.
Yes, that's right. That's a lot of money to blow in. Yes. But my father would not let nothing stand his way. Yes. He bought the pest and entered the contest.
And did he win it?
No, he lost.
Oh, he lost.
He lost by just one note, mind you.
Well.
He was cheated out of it.
Cheated out of it? How do you mean?
Well, shoot, Mr. Winterbottom, I hate to be talking about my father all the time, but if you insist, I'll tell you. You see, my father was a very short man. Mm-hmm. A very short man was he.
Kind of a short feller, huh?
Yes, extremely short. He never wore garters. His socks were always hanging down, and that's why he lost. Okay, Mr. Winterbottom,
but wait a minute, Hector. What's his socks got to do with him losing the championship?
Who?
Your father when he was playing in the pest contest.
Oh, yes. I see. Mm. Well, he was just going into the last major, playing for all he was worth.
Yes.
Yes, sir, very excited was he. Very excited.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, somebody yelled to him, pull up his sock, just like that. Pull up his sock.
Yes, and then what?
Well, he did. He pulled up his sock as far as it would come. But you see, he was so short that when he pulled his sock up, it covered his eyes, and he missed the last note.
Well, it covered his eyes, and... Say, you get out of here. You get out of here and get up on the academy where you belong. Just keep your mind and your studies a mite more and less than a lot of darn foolishness. You might have had a chance to play in that game with Squidsville. It's all your fault that the academy gets whipped.
Yes, but wait just a minute.
Yeah.
Now, that's just what I want to see you about.
You better get down to cases.
If I can play in that game, I promise I'll study hard. Very, very hard.
Mm.
Now you ask Professor Kissawake if he'll give me one more chance, see? Ask him. Let me ask him if I can take another examination. I'll take another examination. Will you do that, Mr. Winterbottom? Will you do that for me?
Well, I'll ask him, Hector. I'll try to fix it up for you.
Oh, thanks. Thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yes, well, all right now. Let's see you get down and study. And you better be on your way up the academy right now. I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah. Oh, howdy, Hector. Say, Zeb, I just met Pal as I was crossing the street. He wants us to keep this package here. Says a feller will call for it, a feller named Monk Newcomer.
Yes, well,
Say, what's in that package anyway? Through the hole in the paper there, it looks like that football pants.
Well, what if it is? You go on and get up to Caddy now, you'll be late.
Yes. Well, all right, and thank you so much.
Yes.
But be sure and tell me what Professor Kissawake says.
Yes, I'll let you know, Hector, just as soon as I see him. Go on now, never mind.
Well, what do you want me to do with this package Pal gave me?
Put it in the back room there. Don't pester me about it now. I got to fill a couple orders here. Now, let's see. Miss Snyder, one bottle of ketchup. And
we'll back to the door here, be all right?
Yes, anywhere is back there. Half a pound of them. Press this way, by Cracky. You're just the fella I've been wanting to see.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. Say, listen, Fresher. I just talking to Hector Smith. Now, why can't he play in that there Squidville game? The boy's just got his whole heart set on it. And if you don't let him, well, it'll bust him all up. Besides losing the game at the academy. Now, why don't you let him play?
Well, Mr. Winterbottom, I can't do that. He didn't pass his examination, and it's a rule at the academy.
Oh, yes,
that,
but looky here, just a minute now. I just been talking to him, and he says he'll study up. He'll study hard. Now, why can't you give him another examination? Give him another chance.
Well, Mr. Winterbottom, that would be rather irregular, I'm afraid. You see, at the academy, a man must...
Oh, shucks. All you care is as long as he passes, gets up in his work. And you know, without Hector, that academy team is going to be beat. And that there fella, Slick Slade, that's coaching Squidbill, he's going to have the laugh on you. That's what he's going to have. You kicked him out of the academy because he's crooked, and he's coming back with a team that'll just beat the pants off of you.
Yes, of course I have some pride, Mr. Winterbottom, but, well, I'll tell you. I will give Smith another opportunity.
Well, say now, that's just fine. That's just fine, Professor Thistlewaite.
How do you do, Professor Thistlewaite?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Peters?
Well,
tell him I'll give him an oral examination on Italian art. Let me see. Well, day after tomorrow. I'll meet him right here.
Who's that, Eb? The fellow that Pal said was going to call for the package?
No, now keep out of this, will you?
At 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Day after tomorrow.
Yes, day after.